Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because there's so much happening right now. Can't sell your house in Florida. Your money's worth less. I'm just going to cover it all. Okay? And please subscribe to the channel. Thank you again for the 300,000 subscribers. Grateful each and every day that I get to do this. And please hit the like button, make comments, subscribe, share it. Today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold. But I want you to think about this. Dr. Marvin sent me the greatest article, and Dr. Marvin lives in Florida. And one thing that you're seeing that's a huge problem right now is Florida real estate has had problems prior to the hurricanes. The hurricanes were just the final punch, I think, to knock things out of the park to where you're going to see houses and condos that just will not sell. Now, he sent me a great story about a man that, you know, thought he had found the American dream, bought a condo for $550,000, moved in 2021, went out, and then put $50,000 into the upgrades of his condo. Everything's great, loves it. Now, gets hit with, you know, assessments by the Homeowner Association. But what's this? You know? And this is just an all too familiar story. And that is when you have a Homeowner Association, you can sit there and go, oh, I would never live in a Homeowner Association. I have lived in associations many times. I've been the president of my association. And it made me never want to do it again. Because people are awful. People are terrible. And the problem that you have with this right now is that you have associations that are basically squandering money. Their, you know, insurance costs are going up around the country. Your property taxes are going up around the country. I'm telling you guys, I have 40, 50 people easily that have written me and said, my, you know, insurance went from $1,800 a year to $12,000 a year. I have people that have told me that their homeowner's insurance has gone to almost $30,000 for a house where it was $6,500 a year. Nice house, clearly a nice house. But the point is, where does this money come out of thin air? It just doesn't. If you try to rent the place out, you can't. You can't. And you guys just, I am telling you, after this election, you're going to see so many banks that are going to start to unload real estate that is non-performing. All these loans out there. And I know I get people that say, you're a liar. There's no bank that's letting people get away with 2 years. Wait. Just wait and see what happens come December of this year when you start to see banks go out and start to unload their inventory. But what you're seeing right now is that so many people cannot afford to live. So many people cannot afford to sell. This one man, you know, he thought he would sell his house for $620,000. You know, it'd gone up quite a bit. Lowered it to $583,000. He's going to have to lower it even more. But he cannot sell it. No one is interested in buying Florida real estate right now. Would you? Would you move to Florida right now? Not a chance. Not a chance. And the problem that you have right now is that hurricane damage, insurance. I'm telling you this right now, guys. You're going to see more people lose their homes because they won't have insurance eventually. And I have seen my friend Doug post houses for this. People don't have homeowners insurance, they will foreclose in your house, call the loan in. Okay, well, I was at a house where the woman only owed $9,600 and they were doing this. So tenement building, basically. It was horrible as far as the quality of this house, but $9,600, she could get friends, family members, things like that to probably pull together 10 grand if she had to pay the loan off. Now, what if you owe $550,000 in your house? You got an extra 550 grand sitting in a drawer someplace? No, you don't. Everything is wonderful in the economy. The political climate is fantastic. Everybody's getting along. Though, okay? Now, a couple things. Walgreens is going to close another 1,200 stores. Think about this. Walgreens has over 8,000 stores right now. 25% of every Walgreens is unprofitable. When you walk into a Walgreens next time, look around.
They had a 1 in 4 chance that that place loses money month after month after month. Well, you're going to see these places close at a record pace. And here's the thing. When you have somebody that announces 1,200 closures, you haven't seen anything yet. They're going to get worse and worse and worse, and they're going to announce more closures. TGI Fridays, wow. They step forward, and they just closed another 12 locations right now. So no more $5, potato skins, $5 happy hour meals, which is great. You know what's funny is kids in their 20s today don't even know what a happy hour is. And I had lunch with a buddy of mine yesterday that I've known since I was a child. And we talked about how, do you remember when we would go eat? Happy hour was dinner, okay? This is how we would go out and feed ourselves, because you would get wind. And now this was, do you have a cell phone? Do you not have a cell phone? You know, this was when you would let people know the best places to eat at and who had the best food. And you'd get, oh my gosh, they have they have tacos at this one. They've got burritos. They have all that stuff. Now that was awesome, guys. We would go do that and it was fantastic. Kids today don't have that luxury. Don't even know what that is right now. So there's that. But you're going to lose another 12 TGI Fridays that are closing down. The next thing is inflation right now. You know, people get sick of hearing about inflation, but here's a couple things that are wild. In the last 4 years, during this administration, if you made $100,000 a year, you've lost 17% of your buying power. It's like making $83,000 a year right now, which is why everything is so expensive. So the average family, it's costing them thousands of dollars more a year to live. But here's one that blew me away, and this goes to this, and that is, a friend of mine I got my renewal for my health insurance, which this is the renewal time right now for your health insurance. And people sit there and they go, oh, it's so reasonable, it's so inexpensive. Family of four, he went from $12,000 a year to $27,334. $12,000 a year, $1,000 a month for a family of four, which is a lot of money. Still, it's a grand a month, to $27,334. Wow. How do you live? How do you afford that? So let me know. It's always nice coming out here. And again, it's overcast. It could rain today, they said. So it's definitely going to be scarf weather. So let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Think about this. Yesterday, we saw gold hit $2,700 an ounce. Wow. You know, when you think of the instability in the marketplace, you've got to get yourself prepared. The best thing that you can do is have precious metals in your retirement. The number one place to call is Patriot Gold Group. 888-330-1431. Number one rated for 8 years in a row. Contact them today. They will answer all your questions. When people think about buying gold, oh, it's got to be difficult. No, you will deal directly with a company that just is stellar in their customer service. And think about this. UBS, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Wells Fargo have all predicted that gold is going to do one thing, and that's go much higher. No one's talking about gold turning around and being a problem right now. Contact them today. Do it now before it's too late. 888-330-1431 is their phone number. If you don't want to call, use the link below in the video description. Click on it, give them your information, and they'll answer all your questions. Contact them today before it's too late.
Yes, another morning and it's still overcast. Think about this one. It's more on the economy. Bay Area residents, they interviewed thousands of people, homeowners and non-homeowners. 50% said that they are considering leaving over the next few years because of the high price of housing, cost of living, everything. But mainly it gets down to real estate being so expensive, insurance, property taxes, everything. Same thing you have in Florida. Eventually, you're going to have everybody move to the center of the country. Nebraska is going to be the new hot place. Now, one thing that we have not seen yet that you're going to see more of is you're going to see more layoffs happen. And one company in particular, Boeing, is about to announce thousands of layoffs right now. Because of the size of the company, they have to give 60 days notice that you're going to lose your job. So what you're going to see in the next coming weeks is you're going to see people that are going to lose their job at Boeing. Thousands of them. Thousands of people are going to lose their jobs. And the big problem is the strike that's going on right now that is just crippling the company. But here's the crazy part, completely unrelated story. Boeing is getting themselves some financing right now to save the company, to keep the company going. Or are they going to get, what, $10 million, $20 million? No, how about $35 billion in funding? That's how desperate Boeing is right now to stay open. And that's how much the strike is hurting them at $50 million a day in damage. Now, here is the arrogance of management with this company. You know, you've got Butch and Sunny stuck in space and nothing's being done. They should have, you know, done everything they can to get these poor people, you know, off that ridiculous rocket that they sent up. And you've got management that thought that they would be able to settle this machinist strike and it would be no big deal. But it is a big deal and it's crippling the company. It's crippling it with vendors. It's crippling it with everybody right now. But they need, think about what I just said, $35 billion to stay afloat in funding. What bank is going to lend somebody $35 billion? That's what I want to know. So dying to see that. You know, big problem with crime in the UK. Steven sent me a great story out of the UK, and that is they have takeover robberies. Look at this map. See this map? This is what they call champagne-style robberies, where these people go in with a minimum of three people, and they do high-end robberies at these stores, and they've done it throughout the UK. And they steal high-end merchandise. They have Bluetooth amongst themselves. They're not talking on cell phones. So they can communicate, they can talk about the cops, cover the exits, and steal. And they don't have guns in the UK, so it's just a matter of getting out of there. And it's so successful. But read the article below because it floored me because of the extent that these people are going to commit robberies. Now, you know, one thing that we're seeing right now is people are fed up with working, getting a paycheck, saving money and going, let's go buy this. And then somebody walks in and steals it, you know, it's terrible. How is that fair? How is life fair? But then they don't get charged with a crime. That's what's terrible right now. You know, there is a North Korean hacking group right now that, think about this. If you are desperate and you have a problem right now, and let's say I was here and I needed gas money, I realized I left my wallet at home and I was going to run out of gas, I can contact my bank. And they will give me a code to punch into the ATM, and it will allow me to withdraw cash without my card. So they answer a few questions. There is a North Korean hacking group that figured out how to do this, and they're stealing money out of ATMs without having the cards. But they're taking it out of your account. So once again, guys, read the story below, but make sure you check your accounts on a regular basis. Over and over and over again, okay? You don't want to get a reprimand like this woman just gave to her kid, okay? You know what I mean? Check it out, guys. It's happening right around us. And look what's in your account. Know amounts. Know when you're supposed to get paid. Know what bills are going to be automatically debited out of the account. Check things like that because the other thing that's happening is people are having direct payments that they have month after month after month, and then they're seeing issues. Hey, re-enter this information from your card. We need to do it over again. They don't think anything about it. And then you're giving your information to other people. QR codes are the biggest problems. Don't click on QR codes that you're not sure. Parking, here, use the parking meter. Woman was like, oh, I'm going to pay with this. Don't pay with that. Use your, what are you going to do, ma'am? You're going to download an app from these people? No, don't. That doesn't even look legit to me. And I live here. Put your credit card in. Okay. It's $3, ma'am. Do that. Okay. You'd rather do that then run the risk of them stealing your banking information. I'm going to end this video with these last few stories. And the first one, Delta Airlines, over the weekend, they had a problem out of the Detroit area where over 200 flights had the meal service canceled. Well, number one, I haven't had meal service in a plane in a long time, but their catering partner and them said, hey, listen, there's a problem with the food. Don't eat it. Well, that's comforting to know. But what's the problem? We're not going to say. It's a great story out of the New York Post where they basically won't say what the problem was with the food. So, again, listeria, is it botulism? Was it not cooked? Is it going to get you sick? Somebody stick their finger in the soup? I mean, come on. You know what I mean? It's like, I want to know what this is, and we all should know what this is. And, you know, I got a kick out of the hurricane, how Disney World stayed open up to the very end for the people that wanted to go on rides and stuff, which is insane, okay? You have a hurricane come in, and you can leave the theme park today. You can go there and you do something else. But there, this is a great story out of Disney World where people are fuming right now because there's a new bake, the new just opened up. The cake bake shop by Gwendolyn Rogers on Main Street in Disney World. A slice of cake is $22. $22 for this thin slice of white cake. Okay? $22. People are fuming. Which I love. I love the angry results, the angry responses from people. It's funny. But what was the last thing you bought that you thought was an absolute ripoff? I'm telling you, going to fast food right now, you know, people keep sending me, go get the McChicken, Dan, and let us know what you think about this. It is a, the Big Mac, the chicken Big Mac, not the McChicken, pardon me. Chicken Big Mac, okay? It's ridiculous, okay? It's a McChicken, two patties made into a Big Mac, okay? So, please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. You want to email me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. And let me know what you think about all this, guys. See you soon.